We'll be talking about a few inyanim that have to do with Pidyon HaBen. First, the definition of the mitzvah. The Rambam starts off in Hilchos Bechoros, which is in the Sefer Korbonos, and Bechoros talks about Par Behema Tahora, about being makrivit in the Mizbech, most of the Masechta we learned till now. The Rambam starts off, the first thing by the Rishim of the mitzvah, the list of the mitzvah says Lehafrish Bechoros, just general. Then he says, he starts off the halachas, mitzvahs ese, lehafrish kol peter rechem azchorim, bein ba'odom, bein be'beim otoiro, bein mimin achamor. That's odom, bein otoiro, and bein otmeir. Bein shoy shlemi, bein shoy trefe, shenemar, kadish li kol b'chor peter kol rechem b'vnei zoi, ba'odom uva beimo, v'kulon lakoyanim. B'chor odom u b'chor chamor nivdim, u'bidyoinam lakoyanim, b'chor bein otoiro nishchat ba'zor, k'shar kodshim kalim. So, the Rambam says, mitzvah says it to be mafrish, all the peter rechems, there's kadeshli, called b'chor means to be mafrish, b'odom u'babeimo. The question is there a special union of being mafrish? Bishlam abay b'chor beimo tahoro, you're mafrish, and you give it to the kohanim. What does it mean, mitzvah says it lafrish? Is the Rambam talking in general? And then he says all the protim of the mitzvahs, which really means that pidyon haben, to be poide, is the only mitzvah. We'll see. The Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Ayin Tes, Mitzvah Ayin Tes hi shetzivonu lekadesh b'choyres, kloymar, leafrishom uleavdilom lemasheroi sheyosebrem. So again, the Rambam starts off in general to be mafrish b'choyres, but he says, what does it mean to be mafrish? He says, it means to be mafrish, lekadesh means to be mafrish, lekadeshom uleavdilom lemasheroi sheyosebrem. For what the purpose is that the mitzvah is. Vu amre izborach kadosh likol b'chorim. Mefurish batoiro, shezois habeimo iboko v'tzoin umin achamor levad, ukvar nichpa latzivoi bebchor beimo toiro v'ha mitzvah. That says in the bechor beimo toiro, kol habchor asher yvoled memkocho mitzoin v'azocho takdish l'ashem alekecho. So that's the mitzvah of kadosh likol b'chor. Now he's talking about the mitzvah of beimo toiro. He starts off in general, Kadesh likol b'chor, l'rmash roi she'yosebem, but mitzvah and test is to be mekadesh l'b'chor b'hemo tohoiro. Mitzvah pei, she'tzivonu livdois b'chor odom, she'itin adomim lakoen. That's the what's roi she'yosebem in b'odom. Then pei alef, she'tzivonu she'nivde petra chamor b'sel levad. So, since the Rambam says, hi ha'mitzvah she'anachnu medabrim bo'ato in ayin test, when he talks about b'hemo tohoiro, that means he's talking in Ayin Tes specifically about the mitzvah of Bechor Behema Tohoro. And he says each one, Kadeshli, is a general term, and it says to do what you're supposed to do. So Bechor Behema Tohoro is mitzvah Ayin Tes, and Pidyon Odom is mitzvah Pei, and the mitzvah is Lifdois. He doesn't even mention in mitzvah Pei about Lehafrish. And in the Rishima of the mitzvahs, in the, before the Rambam starts, there's a list. And the Rambam says there like this. Mitzvah Ayin Tes, it's in short. And it says, Lekadesh b'chor odom, shenema ach podri tifdes b'chor odom. No, Mitzvah Ayin Tes, I'm sorry. It's a mistake. Mitzvah Ayin Tes, lekadesh b'chor rabbeimu atohoiro, ulakrivo shenemar, kol ha'b'chor sheyivole, takdish l'ashem alekecho. So what's the Mitzvah Ayin Tes? Lekadesh b'chor rabbeimu atohoiro, and to be makrivit, which includes, lekadesh means to, you have to be makdish. The Gemara says that even though it's kodesh mirechim, you still have to be makdish. Akoponim, to be mekadesh the b'chor, ulafrish, to be mafrish, to give it to the kohen. Because it says kol habchor. So which pasuk is the Rambam talking about in Ayin Tes? Kol habchor sheyivole takdish l'Hashem alekecho, which is b'chor behema toiro. So in the Rishim and the list, he doesn't even say la'afrish. And then he says in pei is lifdos b'chor odom shenemach podri tifdos b'chor odom pei alef is lifdos petra chamor. So from all this we see, including the fact that when the Rambam talks in Hilchos Bikurim is in Seder's Roim. So the Rambam says, which that's the place in Hilchos Bikurim, he talks about B'chor Odom. So in Perek Yud Aleph, he starts off, Mitzvahs Eser Livdois Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael B'noi Shenema Shehu B'choy Le'imo Yisrael Shenema Kol Peter Rechem Li V'nema Achpod Etiv Des B'choy Rodo. So the Rambam just says, Mitzvah Livdois Es B'choy Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael. So you see that there's no Indian of being Mafrish or B'chor. The Mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is to be Poid of the Ben. That's all the Mitzvah is. And the list in the beginning of the Rambam of Hilchos Bikurim, when he lists all the mitzvahs he's talking about, so he says, Zayin, Livdois B'chor HaBen, V'litein Pidyon HaLekoen. Again, the Rambam doesn't say to be Mafrish. He just says to be Mekadish the Odom. He doesn't say that. He just says, Livdois B'chor HaBen, V'litein Pidyon HaLekoen. That we'll talk about later in the Shir, if there's two in Yonim and the Pidyon, that you have to be Poide, to be Mafrish, the money, and that's something else. That's what we're not talking about now. And then to be give it to the Kohen. But now we're talking about if there's a din in the B'chor HaOdom itself, if there's a din to be Mafrishim and to be Poide. Well, it's Mashma, because he says Mitzvah says Lafrish the B'chor. So no, there's only a Mitzvah to be Poide. But what the Rambam said, in Hilchos B'choros, Mitzvah Ese, Lafrish, so it just means he's starting off and he says that the Torah, the first time the Torah talks about is Kaddish Likol B'chor B'vnei Yisrael. Says that the din is in general, there's three b'chorim to do. Each one has to do l'mashe yosebet. And the b'chor Adam is only pidyon. And the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot that we mentioned before, so it's mitzvah pei, mitzvah says a pei, he says, tzivonu livdois b'chor Adam, she'iten adomim lakoye. V'omroi b'chor bonecho, titen li. What does it mean, titen li? We don't give the part of the Kohen. V'ushe nifdenu min ha-Kohen u'ki'ilu hu kval zocho boi v'nikneu mimenu b'chomesh zloim. So the Rambam is saying that when we're poide, really the Gemara says in Pcheres and Daf, Daf Tesomet Beis, the Gemara says, the machlokes, if Petar Hamor is also banor, mutar banor lifnei pidyon, so the Gemara says araya, there's no, if you need pidyon, that means it's also banor before. Yesh lechodovo shetzorich pidyon mutar, so the Gemara says veloy varim b'chor adam shetzorich pidyon mutar. So you see that beemes the b'chor adam is just a mitzvah act of pidyon. So Rambam says titani ki'ilu that we gave it to the kohen and we're poided from the kohen. But that's all we have to do. All we have to do is to be poided the b'chor adam and give the pidyon to the kohen. In Dor Sameach, in the beginning of Hilchos B'choros, he mentions pshat in the posik. He says in Parshas Kadesh, it's in Parshas Kiviacho, it says Ve'avalto kol peter rechem la'Hashem. In Parshas Kadesh, it says Kadesh li kol b'chor peter kol rechem b'vnei Yisrael. So he brings the Mechilta. The Mechilta says Ein ha'avora elo afroshe. Ha'avora ve'avalto kol peter rechem la'Hashem means afroshe. V'chein u'ema ve'avaltem es nachloso lebito. The Bainachlo uses the loshen ha'avarto. So ve'avarto means to be taken out the way he's masbered, that it goes out from one reshus and it goes into a different reshus, just like by nachlas. Vavaltem is nachlos elebito. It goes out of the regular track. The regular track of Yerusha is that the son yarshins. There's no son, so the daughter yarshins. That's called vavarto. It's mavir the nachlos into a different track, a different way. So the same thing by b'chor. Vavarto kol peterechem l'Hashem. That's by a b'chor beim otohiro. That it goes out of the Balabosa's Rishus and it goes into the Rishus of the Kohen. But in the Parsha of Kadesh, he says, Parshas Kiviachu, it says Kiviachu Hashem Elo Tzaknani, that was after the Mishkan was built and the Bchoros and the Kohanim were Niskadru. So Memela, the Din of Bchor was, the Torah could talk about the Bchor as being transferred from the Rishus of the Balim to the Rishus of the Kohen. But in the first Parsha of Kadesh, it's before the Kohanim were Niskadish. So it says Kadesh Likol B'chor, Kadesh for whatever the din will be. But we can't yet say the Aloshin of Ha'avora of transferring from one Rishus to the other. So that's why it says Aloshin Kadesh for whatever it's supposed to be done. So we could really say that when we're using the Loshen Kadesh in the first parsha before the Kohanim were in his Kadesh, so maybe then it was a certain union of Afrosha and the Pidyon was to be Mafrish more, but once the Din is to be Poide and there's Kohanim to give the Pidyon to, so the whole Din is just the Pidyon. That means whatever was called Afrosha once now is called Pidyon. That's in the general mitzvah of what's called the mitzvah, defining the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Now, in the etzim, how we pode, so we'll start off with the Gemara in Mem Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara starts on top and says, Itmo, Koyen Shemes, V'inyach Ben Cholol. That means he had a son that's a cholol, if he married a grusha and he had a son from her. So the son is a cholol. Rashi says he's like a Yisrael, Kisrael Domi, V'chayev Bebchoro. So the son doesn't have Kedushas Kuna. So the son is a Bchor and he's Chayev Bebchoro. The father is a Kohen, he's Potom and a Bchoro. So what's the din? Does the son have to be paid himself or not? Rav Chisda Omar, a ben Chayev Livdoy Sesatzmoy, Rabbi Baravuna Omar, ain't a ben Chayev Livdoy Sesatzmoy. Machlekes, if the ben has to be paid himself or not. So kol eched demeis ha'av lachash shloishim. After 30 days, that means the chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen was chal already, and then the father died. So the kula almeloi pligi de'ein haben chayv lifdei sesatzme. Sharei zocho oviv bepidyon. Everybody holds that the son does not have to be poyed himself because the father was zoche in his pidyon. What does it mean? The father was zoche. So Rashi says di'i nami yoiv o'av. Even if the father had to give, have a mafrish leve shokile le nafshe do koenu. Even if the father was mechuyev bepidyon, he would be poide and take it for himself. Bekivon de zocho av bepidyonoi, merisha le bnoim shaol nechosov. So memele, the father was potter because he would take it for himself. So memele is merish that money for his son. And keep ligi, where's the machlekes? Heche de meis oav besoich shloshim yom, so that the chiyuv wasn't here yet. When the chiyuv comes, the father is not here. Rav Chisda omar raben chayv liftei sesatzmoy, do lo yzocho oviv bepidyon. If he has to be poide, and give it to a different kohen. And Rabbi Baravuna says, ein haben chayv liftei sesatzmoy, do amale asine mekoyach gavre, do lo yimotzis lishtui yedine ba'adei. That means I'm coming, my chiyuv comes, mekoyach the father. And the father was someone that the Kohen couldn't take the money from him, couldn't be tevea, because he himself takes it. So mele, I that I come, mikoche, I yarshin, also those koches. It needs a hesber, but akoponim, they learn in Rashi, that Rashi learned, when the father is zeiche bepidyone, by shloshim yoim, and it says the son doesn't have to be poide, because he comes mikoche the father, and the father was zeiche bepidyone, they learn in Rashi tzarichus in the marital gazi, that Rashi holds that the din would be that the father has to take the money and be paid to the son and leave the money by him. There is a maisa of pidyon. In Rashi itself, I wouldn't think so, because Rashi says, inami avi, that means if Rashi is saying that it's as if even if the father would be paid, he would keep the money for himself. But it's not muchrach that Rashi means that he has to take the money and be paid. But in the Shita Mekubetzes, it's printed in the Gemara Zoyz V'Hodor on the side, there's a Tosfos Chitzonius, and Marital Gazi brings it down, that says mefurish that he has to take money and be paid himself and keep it for himself. In the Rosh, in Simen Gimel, Rosh says, לאחר 30 יום אין הבן חייב לפדות ססעצמו שכבר זוכו אב בפדיוני, וכאילו הפריש אב היסלוי מופודו בועס בנוי ויקבום לעצמוי. כן, so it's כאילו the father was מפריש. כן, הבן יפריש היסלוי ויפדות ססעצמוי ולא יתנים לכהן. So he says מפורש that the ben should be מפריש 5 סלויים and give it and not give it to the כהן. מידי דהווה מי שיורש טבולי מאבי אמוי כהן שמתקנו ומוי חרט רומה לכהן. When the Gemara says in prayer in Daf Daf Gemara says together, so the Rosh says it's doime to that. There's two gemaras that are doime here. One is pidyon of Petach Hamor. One is pidyon of Tevel. So Tevel, first it was by Yisrael, and that Yisrael was mechuyev was chal adin of Tevel to be meiser. Then it came into his grandson's reshus, that's his koyen. That koyen is kiilu the Tevel and the meiser and the truma already was zoichen it. And then he died and came to his grandson, which is Israel. So it says the Israel has to buy it as a chiyuv maisrus, and he keeps the maisr for himself. There's no din nesina lekun. The nesina was already when it fell in the middle in root. It was by the kohen. So memela tkilu the kohen was zoicha already. So the Rosh says midi dehave on that case that the kohen is in metakin mibeis avim kohen. So this Israel is misakin it. So Memela, he has to be mafrish, and he keeps it for himself, he sells it. So Memela, the same thing by Pidyon HaBen, so the Av was Zoicha. So then the son comes along, he's mafrish it, and he keeps it for himself. So Be'emes, they talk already, what's the dimyan between Tevel Memurachin, Tvali Memurachin, so the Chalois, there's a Chalois of Kedusha, Hashem, Truma is Kedusha to the Kohen, and then there's Maaser Rishon and there's Maaser Ani they have to give to the Ani. So it does a shinui in what I was mafrish. But by Pidyon HaBen, if you keep the five stone for himself, which kind of act of Pidyon is it? What did I do here? I took the five stone. There's no Kedusha that's Chal on it. Afal Pikein, that's how it says in the Rosh. Mefurash, that you have to be Poide, take it out and be Poide. In the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Shine, see if you test. Koyen, Shenoilad Loy Ben Cholol, Meso Avsek Shleshimim Chayva Ben Livdoy Sesatzmoy, Shelo Zocho Av Bepidione, Vimeso Av Lachal Shleshimim, Kval Zocho Av Bepidione, Vyosho Bnoy Mimenu, Ilkach Yafrish Apidioim, Vyakvenu Laatmi, Paskins like the Rosh. So he's Mafrish the Pidion, he's Makavit himself. The Gros says here, it's the Rosh, and brings that Gemara of Yisrael Shoyloi Tvoli, Memurachin, Vuadin Kan, She'enom, also by Pidyon HaBen, just like by Tvolim, so you have to be Mafrish. Why? She'enom Pturin Mitzad Atzmom, the Koyanim Belevim, Enom Pturin. Not that the Koyanim Belevim are Potter, they're not in the Parsha of Pidyon HaBen, Elo, the Kdushoson Mafka, K'moshom HaPer Kameh. That the Kedusha of Kohanim Levim is Mafka, the Din of Pidyon. Mashein Ken Kan, that by Ben Cholol, so he doesn't have the Kedusha, so it's not Mafkia. Elo Mitzad, Zchia, so Avboe. So the Av was Zoicha, so Memele, he has to be Mafrishit, and he's Zoicha. That's the Sheet of the Rosh, and that's the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. And then you have to understand, there needs a Hezber, because what does it mean? If the Av was Zoicha, so why would the Ben be? Why does the Ben have to be Mafrish? The Zechiyah happened already. It's already by the Av. More than that is Shver. If the son has to be Mafrish and Poide, that means the father also had to do that. When the father was alive, and that's why it's Mashman Loshen of Rashi, and I think the Tais was Chitzonis, the father also, if you're alive, not he died, but he also has to be Mafrish it and keep it for himself. So if he was mafrishit already, so he already kept it for himself, was podoy already. And if he wasn't mafrishit, so he wasn't zeiche in it yet. In potential, he will be zeiche. But what does it mean, the Av was zeiche in it already, if there wasn't yet an act of, if the act of pidyon is muchrach here, so there was no act of pidyon yet. That needs a hesper. Tosfos they learn, Tosfos says, Akashi. Tosfos says that Aben Chayv Liftos Es Atzmoy V'Teime. The Perek Kamed the Kedushin we learn out Mitzvah So Aben Aloav that the father has to be put to the son. It says Tifde Tifde. But Isha Isha She'en Achiri Metzuvin Liftosu Eino Metzuvo Liftos Es Atzmoy. So Chenami Hay Ben She'en Achiri Metzuvin Liftosu Eloy Chayv Liftos Es Atzmoy. Tosfos says that this Ben that Achirim are not Metzuvah to be Poide because the Av was Zeicha Bepidyoinoi, So he shouldn't be mechuyev to be paid himself because the Gemara is toilet. Mishem acherim paid him, he has to be paid himself. So, and then Tosfos answers that by the ben, so if he would have an avis roi, would be mechuyev to be paid him. But Aisha, there's never a din pidyon. Bem, the whole kasha of Tosfos is shver. Dar Sameach already talks about it. But what does it mean that acherim ein metzuvin lifnoisei? The father is mechuyev to be poida. When we say zocha b'im, it's not that he wasn't poida. It's kilu. In theory, he was poida and he got it. But koponim, in Tosfos, we see that you don't have to be mafrish extra pidyon. Because if you have to be mafrish extra pidyon and then take it for himself, so what does it mean, ein acherim poida? It's poida. The father has to do it. But the shaila is, how's it called pidyon? How's it, that means in Tosfos, we have to understand, how's it called pidyon? If he didn't do anything, it's just kilo, he was poida and he got it for himself. So he doesn't have to do it. And in Rashi, we have to understand what kind of act of pidyon is it. And if the ben keeps it for himself, because the av was zoicha in it already, so what's the act of pidyon? So b'emes, it's mashma, that the whole din of pidyon, the whole mitzvah of pidyon, is just that the kohen should get momenus. That's the whole inyan. So if the father was kvar zocha bo av, so he already got the momenus, so he doesn't have to do a pidyon. So it's like saying that he didn't do any act of pidyon, and that Tosfos mashma that way, because if not, was Tosfos asking. So it's called that he doesn't have to be poide, kilo that he's potter from being poide. Because he's potter because he already was zoicha in it. If so, but the Gross says that he passed, the Shochnach paskins like the Rosh, that you have to be poida and keep it for himself. That means like Tois, and why is it? Because the Kohen Bemis is not potter. It's just that the Kedush is mafkia, but Bemis in potential is shaykh in the parsha of Pidyon. But here the Ben doesn't have that afko of Kedusha. If we say like Tois that you don't even have to do a Inyan of Pidyon, it could be, well, that's schwer to say. To say that the Lefi the Tosfos, that the Kohen Bechlal doesn't have a din pidyon, that also it doesn't say, because it says here that he kilu is poid and he was zoichet himself. So, neither is but it's schwer to say. In Rabbi Akiva Eger, and there's a halacha the Ramo brings also in Shinhei. In Shinhei, the Ramo brings in Tse'if. It's if Yud. Ein Rav Yochel Lifnos Al Yedei Shliach. He can't be paid Al Yedei Shliach. So the Shach already says that's Tomua. The Shach says Zet Tomua because Kol Atir Kula Shluchi Shel Adam Kemoisoi. And the Gros says Kol Zehu Tomua. Lo Imi Bo Yedei Shliach Shluchi Shel Adam Kemoisoi. Elo Da Af Acher Yochel Lifnos Afilu B'loi Daito Shel Av. Anybody could come be paid without Shlichus. He brings from other things Netarvai and Hekdesh. And Chazanish talks on this world, the demon, Netarvai and Hekdesh. A koponim, he says, Koshken kan she'enu yelo choiv be'alme, sh'ari ha'koin goivem im shubodim. These goivem shubodim, so it's only a choiv. V'chi ha'poireya, choivoy shel acher, enu niftar aloive, elo delechatchile yoysa mitzve ba'av, k'moy mile v'shari dvorim sh'av chayev bo'im. So the Gross says that it comes from a Rivosh. It was only in the Shoyel instead in the Rivosh. But the Teretz wasn't like that. He says, to Ramah, that he can't do the Shlichus is Tomah because you don't even need Shlichus. Anybody could come along and be put to somebody's ben. If so, Lefi the Gross, I'm just thinking that if so, any Koyen could come and be put from his money a ben and keep the money for himself. Just like we just talked, that the Av is the Zoicha and the money for himself if he's a Kohen. So any Kohen could come along and be paid to the Ben and keep the money for himself. So it would be just an act of Pidyon. So we see another case where it could be just an act of Pidyon without giving a money to the Kohen. Rabbi Kiveger here, but the Iker is, I want to say the Rabbi Kiveger says here from the Shara Melech he brings, Shar Melech, he brings this in Perek Vov Ilchus Issues. He asks that the Gemara says, Shuchanor Paskin, it's Shaykh to say, Pidyon HaBen HaMaton Al Menas Lahachzir. It's also Meikar Adin המתון על מנס להחזיר בנו יש פודוי, מתון על מנס להחזיר שמו מתון. לך תחיל את זה, not to do it. But מתון על מנס להחזיר סטויפס לפידין הבן, because he gave him a מתון, it's his, and then he gives it back. So שער המלך asks, if you say that פידין הבן is not שייך על ידי שליח, called the lesser בשליחוס, lesser בתנאי, the Gemara in Ketubos. So ממילא, how could you say that there's a תנאי על מנס להחזיר, doesn't have to, פרשס תנאים says, that the Tanai is not valid because it does not shaykh al shliach. So Rabbi Kivega says that Ein Shom Sheinich B'Tzorich La Nius Daiti Loi Kosher Midi Do Vaday Ma Desvir Le Lishita Zu Deinu Yoch Livtois Al Yedei HaShliach. What part can you do Al Yedei HaShliach? The Shashliach Yase Maisi HaPidion Shirim Al HaKoyin Bozeh HaMois Yeh Ben Podui. Rabbi Kivega says that in the Pidion there's two Chalokim. There's the Chalik that I'm Poide on the money, I'm taking the money and being poide, and there's the kinyan that the money goes to the kohen, like the Lashon Rambam we said before. Livdois, he says in Zion, livdois b'chor aben v'liten pidyon el kohen, that you're there to be poide and give it to the kohen. So he says the act of pidyon to say that the ben is poide on this money, so that you can't do al yedei shliach. Avol pshita diyoch laknis la kohen amois al yedei shliach. והוא בעצמו יאמר במויס אלו שאני מקנה לכו על ידי השליח יהיה בני פודו. That means the money itself is a kinyan, it's a kinyan of any momentous, so that the father himself could say, you, my shliach is giving you the money, he's, and I'm being paid al yedei the money that the shliach is giving you. So what is your shliach on the pidyon? Is a shliach just on being makne, giving the money to the kohen? Vim kein b'maton al menas l'achzir ein atnai al pidyon. דים לא יחזור לא יפודר. התנאי על הכנועס המויס, שיקנה באמנס להחזיר. That the תנאי is just on the חלק of הכנועס המויס. So if he doesn't give it back, so the מויס are not connected to him. But the פידיון was. That's what משמן רבי קיווגר, that there is a חלק, that there's two parts, that there's a part of being פוידה on the money, and then the money to give to the coin. Because if you say that you don't need a מייס of פידיון, just like we said in Tosfos, that the Iker is just giving the money to the Kohen, that itself is Pidyon. So how could Rabbi Kivegar be Mechalik and say that the Shlichus doesn't help on the same Bincho Podu because of Zeh? And on the Kinyan, it does help a Shlichus. If there's no two things, there's just a giving the money to the Kohen. But it could be, I'm thinking that it could be, it's not a raya davka that Rabbi Kivega needs to say that there's two halokim, there's the saying that the ben is podui, chutz from the kinyan. It could all be in one chelek, but still it's two parts. That means, even if we say that you don't need to take money and be mafresh, just the etzem giving the money to the kohen is the pidyon, it's not even in two stages. One stage, I'm giving this money to the kohen for the pidyon. So also, if I make a shliach and he says that, he's doing two parts. He's doing giving the money to the kohen, stama kinyan of money to the kohen, but the purpose of the money to the kohen is for the pidyon. So if I make a tanai and I say that it's al menas lahachzir, so the part that I'm making him, that he's doing the pidyon, that really I'm doing, the shlichus doesn't help. It helps for the kinyan. So it could be that even Rabbi Kivega says that it's not too maisim to be like tiki'ilu, to make a chalois on the money and to be makne to the kohen. The whole pidyon is when the money comes to the kohen. But it involves two chalokim. So memela I could make it tonight because it involves a kinyan. This kinyan that I'm making is for pidyon aben. So mitzad the kinyan, it's shaykh maton al menas lahachzir. Mitzad the chalois that it's called that I did, the pidyon aben, maybe on that the shlichus won't help. So it's vital, like Rabbi Kivega, the one who's sending it, the father, he's the one that's saying that it should be al pidyon. And the shliach is giving, the act of the pidyon is from the shliach. But what's the act? The act is just a kinyan. It doesn't have to be in two stages. That's this chelik. So we talked about the general mitzvah of pidyon, why we call the mitzvah of pidyon to be poide. Then we talked if the poide is just the kinyan of giving it, or also that you're offering the money and give it to the kohen. Should I finish? Or? Okay. There's one more sugya here. that the Shitas Rambam is what's complicated here. We have to see a Bira grow on this sugya. The Gemara says in Mem Zayinu Medalef, two machlekes in Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. There's two machlekes. One is Hoyu Itmo, Hoyu Banim Beyosei Vidkir Begeyusei. It was a guy who had children in his Gaia. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Ein Loi Bchor Lenachlo. So the new children that he has are not Bchor Lenachlo. Why? Because he had children from before which count in this inyan. Rabbi Shimon ben Akshema, yesh loy b'chor lenachlo. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ein loy b'chor lenachlo, do avalei reishi. So he already had his firstborn. Rabbi Shimon ben Akshema, yesh loy b'chor lenachlo. That means the new children will start with a b'chor. It will be called a firstborn b'Yisrael. Gershon is Gaia, kikotin shenoylad. Since he's Gershon is Gaia, and he's kikotin shenoylad, so we break off all connections from before mitzad, the din of nachlas, and we say he has a new b'chor. So the Rish Lakish, the old ones count as reishis oinai, and ein loy b'chor lenachlo, the ones before were goyim, and the ones now, it doesn't count as a new b'chor. Vozdu letaimayu, another machlek, Rabbi Rish Lakish, which should be the exact same thing, ditmo, hoyu loy bonim b'yosevit kirchovim. Vinis Gayer, he had children from before, now the gabe, the mitzvah of priria v'rivia, was he mekayim or not? Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kiyem Piri Yevarivi Ali Day that he had children when he was a goy, even though now he's Nisgayer, Kiyem. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Omar Loi Kiyem. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kiyem Loi Toyu Bro Lo Sheves Yitzor. The Iker Mitzvah of Piri Yevarivi is definitely by the definition by this pasuk of Loi Toyu Bro Lo Sheves Yitzor, since he created people in the world, so it's called that is Mekayim Piri Yevarivi. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Omar Loi Kiyem Piri Yevarivi Gershon Nisgayer Kekoton Shenoy Ladoi. So Tosfos in Yevamos says the same sugya as in Yevamos, except the Grob brings that there's differences, small differences in the sugyas that makes the shitas different. Tosfos here says in Yevamos daf samach beis, Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kiyem Piri Yevarivia. With Ayadei that he had children when he was a goy. Aval gav delinian kama dvorim abrin and gershon is kari kekotin shenoylad. So why doesn't he say like Rish Lakish kekotin shenoylad? So how do the children of the goy count? Mikol okem istabr leil Rabbi Yochanan hoche kivon de benoch yusei kien. Dezaroi miyuchis achrov beoiso sho'o. Since when he was a goy, he was mekayim. What does it mean? Mekayim per verivi, even though they're not mechuyv, that we'll see the next day. So but since then there was Mekayim, there were Miyuchasachov, Miftal Namik Shen Nisgayer. Even when he's Nisgayer, it continues to be that he was Mekayim Piri Yevarivi. B'nei Piri Yevarivi Aninu, the Gemara says that Tzrich, why do you need both Machloikas? And one in Piri Yevarivi and one in Achle, you could learn one from the other. If you said, Ki Ein Piri Yevarivi, so you also say, Ein Loi B'chol L'Nachle, because it's already a continuation. Diashmino Ba'ika Maise, with the Dean of that he had children, because even when he was a goy, so he was b'nei piri yevarivi. So Tosfos says to him, "Toma mashma in Sanhedrin b'nei noach loy mifkedu a piri yevarivi." So how do you say that meikor when he was a goy was b'nei piri yevarivi? V'shlem adoch lav b'nei chiyuv a piri yevarivi koma. Not that he was mechuyev when he was a goy, lakloima shebneim nikloima shmom kedamrinam b'somach. So the ikar is. What Tosfos says, Levi Rabbi Yochanan Dikar is that there are children that are Mitzyaches to him. The Gemara brings a posik, Moedach Baladon Ben Baladon, by Goy, a Goy is Mitzyaches to his father. So Memele, so the Iker is by Piri Yevarivi that there were children, that you had children that were Mitzyaches to him. So Miad, when he's in his Gaier, it's called that he was Mekayim from before. After the Kasa, the Gemara makes a Tzrichus that if we would say by Piri Yevarivi that Rabbi Yochanan holds his Mekayim, so we'll say because by Piri Yevarivi, it's called Miyuches Achrov even before. But by Nachlo, the Gemara says, Aval hiya Nachlo, Lav b'nei Nachlo nino. They're not b'nei Nachlo. So again, what's the pshat Lav b'nei Nachlo? Goy Yarshin says, Father, Kedushin Yud Zayin. So Rashi and Tosfos both here says, Gloima, Nachlas b'choiro. Akum is Yoyresh Yosoviv. He has a Yerusha, but he doesn't have all the Dine Yerusha. He doesn't have Dine B'chor of Yerusha. And Rashi says, Ein loy b'chor le Nachlo. Ben B'chor Sheivor, Rashi says, that he doesn't have the din of ben v'bas. That's Rashi in Chayrus. One second. Rashi says in Yevomis, the Rashi is in Yevomis, he says, Benochriuson, lav benein din nachloninu, debas keben ubchur keposhut. Aval Yerusha Nagabo, just like Tosfos. That means Rashi and Tosfos say they don't have the protim of the din Yerusha like Israel, but they have a din Yerusha. So Gemara makes a tzrichus. If we would say by Piri of Rivi, we would say only there Rabbi Yochanan says there's Mekayim, because bnei Piri of Rivi and Nino, so he says because they're Miuchas. By Goiz Miuchas. And by Nachlo, we would say that since they don't have all the Dine Nachlo, so also because they don't have Dine Bchor of Nachlo, so when he's Nisgayer, he should have a new Din Bchor, a new son of a Bchor. So then the Gemara says, but if it would say only by Nachlo, we would say, if it would be only by Nachlo, we would say, that only that Reish Lakish said dafke by Nachlo because they don't have a din Nachlo. That's why he says that yesh lehem b'chor le'Nachlo. But by Pair v'Rivi, Eimei Moed Rabbi Yochanan, that they're b'nei Pair v'Rivi, k'ma shlo'an that not. The Rambam says, and that's what's paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, in Evan Oezo, Simen Aleph, Si'if Zayin. Simen Aleph, Si'if Zayin, it's the Rambam. Hoyu loy bonim b'yosei goy, v'nizgaya hu v'heim, harei zekiye mitzvezu. The Rambam says, when do we say, Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan says, nebera goylo, and he says, when do we say that the goy that was nizgaya, and he had children from before, is mekayim piri v'rivi, if he was nizgaya, and also his children were nizgaya. You need both. But if only he was nizgayer, not his children, so then we don't say that he was mekayim de mitzvah. And the Magid Mishnah says on that Rambam, Perek Tesvov Ishus Alochevov, Magid Mishnah says, Shom machlekes Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, v'yodua shaloche ke Rabbi Yochanan. So he passes that all the bonim be geyusos ki em piri v'rivia upirish rabenu shabonim nisgayru gamke v'nochenu sheim loike no yomechuyev liso kedei lios loy bonim israelim v'lo yom rabbi yochanan de bebonim akum dailoi. So Makimishi says, what's the pshat in the Rambam? Why do you need that bonim should be nisgayer? Because the Rambam wouldn't say that but bonim goyim your mekayim piri v'rivia. So Memele, he would have to marry to gay kedei to have children Israel. So you have to say that the bonim were also nisgayer. So Memele, he has children that are Israeli. So the lashon of the Magid Mishnah is mashma. It's you have to. What's the makor to it? Like lo hoya omar Rambam a goy. I would say it's a little bit mashma like the Michas Chinuch says by mitzvah of Piri v'Rivia that the Indian is to be misasik with it. And to have a ben v'bas, that's the shir. Like, once he had that, he's already potter from being misasik. He already came to his shir. But the whole time, he's misasik when he doesn't have a ben v'bas yet, so he wasn't yet niftar from the mitzvah. And the whole time, it's his askus in the mitzvah of Piri v'Rivi. Won't go into all the protim of it. So here also, we'd say that the Rambam, if he has bani b'geyu, so the Gemara says ki in piri v'rivi, but he says it wouldn't be enough. He would still have to have children outside yid. It would be mashma. He still has to be misasik. Yeah? It's a little bit piri v'rivi, not complete piri v'rivi. So he has to be still misasik until he has children yidin. So instead of that, the Rambam says Niskaya hu veheim, so he's Mekayim Piriya Verivim. And the Groth says that the Mekor of this Rambam, he says Niskaya hu veheim. Dim Loikain, if you say that only he was Niskaya, so he's Mekayim, so Maiko Oma Vitzriche, the Gemara says Vitzriche, the both Machlokis and Piriya Verivim and Nachlus. Because if you would say only by period of review, you would say only there because he's key in period of review. And if you would say only by Nachla, we would say because he doesn't have a din Nachla. So he says, Honochi Yorash Oviv Dval Toiros. Why do you say that a goy doesn't have a din Nachla? A goy does have a din Nachla. So Ayin Shom Berashi V'teis V'shedoch Koatzman L'Farish L'inyan B'choiro. So what does it mean? Rashi and Tosfos says that they don't have all the prote dinim of B'choiro by Yerusha. So Memela by Nachla there, Reish Lakish says more. It's more understood Reish Lakish that he says when he's Nizgar, Yeshle B'chol Nachla, because before he didn't have a din Nachla. But Bemes he did have a din Nachla, Rashi and Tosfos were Nidchak. Avo le Pirusha Rambam Niche, that's why the Rambam says a new pshat, Dochikom, Reish Lakish Omar Leki Empiria Verivia. The Rambam holds what Reish Lakish says against Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish says Gershon is Gayel, and he had children from before. He's not Mekayim. Gershon is Gayel. Why? Because Reish Lakish says Gershon is Gayel. Kikon Shnela Drotzulema Bonim Shen is Gayel. Ve'enam Bonim Sheloi. Avol Mishum Gerusay Atzmoi Loi. Given the Menochriusay is Mekayim period of Rivik Moshom Ateis Veshom Divrei Amasel Rabbi Yochanan. Just like Tosfos says that Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan, that even though Gershon is Gabba, the Gabi period of Rivia, since it's Misyach Esachrov, we count it as period of Rivia. So he says that what the Gemara says, Rabbi Shlokish says, Gershon is Gaya Kikot Nishan Noilad, that's because the children were Nisgaya. But he himself was Nisgaya and the children stayed Goyim, it still is counted, it's more counted as period of Rivia than afterwards when the Bonim or Misgaya. So they are called Kekot and Shenoilad, and they make the nituk, the fact that it's not considered for the father period, even more with their gerus than with his gerus. Reish Lakish moide elo depolig mishum gerus abanim. Reish Lakish is also moide that when he was nisgayer, we don't yet say such a complete Kekot and Shenoilad. But it's talking that he was Nisgayer and his children were Nisgayer. Then Reish Lakish says, Kekotin Shenoilad, and they don't continue him, and it's not called Piri of Rivia. And there Rabbi Yochanan says it is called Piri of Rivia. Why? Why when the children, it's worse? Da'avi ki'ilu meisu abonim, the Kekotin Shenoilad. So he says, because Nisgayer Kekotin Shenoilad, and the din is doch by period of review that if Mesu Abonim, so he has to again do period of review, because he doesn't have that shiur of Kiyum, so he has to again be Misasik in period of review. So Mesu Abonim is not Mekayim. So also here, when his children were Goyim, he was Mekayim. Then his children were Nisgayer and they were Kekotin Shenoilad, so it's as if Mesu Abonim. So again, he's not Mekayim. So that means He's Mekayim a mitzvah, and somebody else does some other act which takes away his mitzvah from him. When they do a gerus, it takes away his period of review. Val zekoma v'tzriche d'mei kore nami. Rotzoloi markoidem shenizgayru afilu achar shenizgayar hu. Even though he was nizgayar, but koidem shenizgayru meikore nami there in period of Rivia, after he was nizgayar. It doesn't mean meikore nami when they were all going. It's after he was nizgayar and they not. So we didn't say kikotem shenoilad legabe them. Ma she'enkin benachlo denochri ein yirish asager. As soon as he was nizgayar, so they're going that they don't yarshin him. So legabe nachlo was mitnatek. It's not continued from it. And by period of review it is. That's the sugya in Yevomis. In the Bechoros, there's an addition to the sugya that's mashma not like the Rambam. The Bechoros mem zayin on dalef tanan mi. The Gemara says, if the machlekes and the trichos, as the Gemara says, tanan. מי שלא היו לו בנים ונוסו אישו שכבר יולדו, אוידו שיבחו ונשתחו, אוידו ונזכרו ונסגיירו, שבוסו לישראל יולדו, ולדו בכל לנחלו ואינו בכל לקוי. So it means she had children. The wife had children from before. He didn't have children, but his wife had children before she was nisgayer, and she was nisgayer. So it's a b'chor le'nachlo. So the new children will be for a nachlo, they'll be a b'chor, but not le'kuin. Why? Because she had already. Yoldo miman. Ile memiso shloi loy bonim ayo yegiris v'shivcha, filo bas yisrael nami. Not because it's a gir, it's even a yid. Elo lav migel shoyu loy bonim v'nisgayer. So she had children from before and she was Nisgayer, and he had children from before Nisgayer. V'ktoni, that's a b'chor le'nachlo. So you see, like Rish Lakish, that even though he had children before, was Reish Yisrael, but we say, no, Nisgayer k'kodin she'noilad, so it's a b'chor le'nachlo, and it's not a b'chor le'koyin. So how are we talking? If you want to ask on Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam holds, the Rabbi Yochanan holds that Piri of Rivia is only if Nisgayer huvehein, and also that it says Ein loy b'chol le'nachlo, so it's also talking by the same case, so it's talking by a case Nisgayer hu v'hein. So if so, why does the Gemara ask? How does the Gemara ask that she had children and he had children? And then we say that it's a b'chol le'nachlo, that he has a new b'chol le'nachlo, and Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't have a b'chol le'nachlo. Who says that the Mishnah is talking that Nisgayer hu v'hein? Maybe the children weren't Nisgayer. So Memela Rabbi Yochanan also holds that it's not a b'chor, that it's a goy doesn't yarshin his father, and then it's different. Then Bemes, he has a new b'chor le'nachlo. The whole machlokes lefi the Rambam was when Nisgayer hu v'hein. So Memela it's mashmanat like the Rambam. If so, it comes out from the Gro, the way he learned this Gemara M'chor, lefi the Rambam, it would have been, as Muchach L'chor, lefi the Rambam, that when the Rambam says, Nisgayer hu v'hein is Mekayim Piri of Rivia, so also the Gabi Nachlo, when the Rambam says that he, when the Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't have a B'chor L'Nachlo, because there's a continuation, so it's talking that Nisgayer hu v'hein. But if not Nisgayer hein, the Gro says M'forish, so if so, lefi the Rambam, it would be that the goy, that they're non yashin the father and to be yesh b'chor le'nachlo. And that's all he asks from b'choris. So it comes out that it could be that the father was living and the children were not nisgayer and he had new children, Torah Yid, and it's b'chor le'nachlo. And then one day they woke up, the goyim, the children from the goyim, they woke up and they became geirim, and all of a sudden he loses his din nachlo, his din b'chor le'nachlo. And if it's when the father's living Nela, but if the father died, and if the father died, so they were Nisgayer, so Lechura, they should take away the Din B'chor that already he got. So Be'emes, I'm not sure how the Dimon would work, because the Gemara says in the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, in Shulchan Shemish, but in Shulchan Nachlis, that a B'chor that was Nela D'achar Misa So'av is not called the B'chor. This Maz Mazber there, because it has to be Yakirenu L'Acherim. The father has to be alive to announce that he's a B'chor. But here, we're talking, it's not exactly the same, but it reminds of that Gemara, that the father had a B'chor when he was living, his second group of children, also Yid. And he had a B'chor there. Then, after he died, so the Goyim were Misgayer, and they become children of him, because they were Nisgayer. If you're Rabbi Yochanan Huvehein, should be called a continuation. So they would take away the din b'chor l'mafreya l'chura. Could be that not, because it's if there's misa. Only all this is wrong. Why? Because the Rambam says, in Hilchos Nachlos, and this is the hard part, because the Gro says l'chura, that if the children stayed goyim, so b'em so goyis einu yorishus of it. And that's why there's a kasha from the Gemara and b'chiras. So let's look in Hilchos Nachla. We have to check it out. In Hilchos Nachla should say in the Rambam that Nisgayer hu v'hein. And then we say that he would have a b'chor. The Rambam says, Perek Beis Hilchos Nachla, Salochi Yud Beis. Hoyu loy bonim kshoyo goy v'nisgayer. Ein loy b'chor le'nachlo. Rambam says he had children when he was a goy, then he was Nisgayer, so he doesn't have a b'chor le'nachlo. Why? Because he already had children. The Rambam, Lishitose, should have said, Nisgayer hu v'hein. The Rambam doesn't say Uveim. So I looked around, I found in the Sefer HaMafteach, he brings a few Ma'ariv Mekoymis about it. But the Grod doesn't even bring this Rambam in Hilchos Nachlas. So it needs a Hesbam. That's this part of the Shir. In Nagoda, I would say over what I said today. Today we made a bris of my grandson. So I said for 2 minutes, I said a little vort on the Parsha. The Parsha, it says, Yodati, when Yaakov says to Yosef about Yosef was protesting that he changed Menashe for Ephraim, and Menashe is older, he should have put the right hand on Menashe. So he says, Yodati b'ni Yodati, I know that Menashe is older. Gam hu yeh le'om v'gam hu yigdol. Menashe will also be great. How will he be great and famous? Because he'll have Gidon comes out from Menashe, that he will do nisim l'Yisrael. Shakadosh Baruch Hu yaseh nisim l'Yisrael al yodo. But Ephraim, ochi v'koton yigdal mimenu, Rash says, how will be yigdal menu greater than Menashe? Because it comes from him, Yoshua, shemanchil l'Yisrael's haaretz, u'melameh toira l'Yisrael. Then it says another part, v'zaro yiyem lo yagoyim, that will be able to stop the sun and the moon, the whole world will stop because he said it. Asher shoma Hashem b'kol ish, by the Melchemes, the five Melochim, said, shemesh b'givon doim, v'yoreach b'emek ha'yolen. So we see from this Rashi that even though to make nisim and moifsim is a very great thing, gam hu yelom v'gam hu yigdol, but learning Torah is much better. That means the Rosh Hashiva is greater than the moifsim that are done on the day of Menashe. Afal pikein, it says, v'yvorchem b'yoyim ahu, and he said, yisimcho alakim, that b'cho yivorich Yisrael yisimcho alakim kefraim b'chim Menashe. Even though you have Ephraim that has greater inyonim than in Menashe, but you need both. You need also Ephraim and also Menashe. So we say, yisimcho alakim kefraim b'chim Menashe, you should have all these midas, that he should have Torah, and also he should be able to be a Zabal b'tochen amunah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make nisim al yodah, he should be zoiche to that. And the Targum Yonason, it says, the b'choy v'orich Yisrael b'yoyma de mehulte, the yoyim of the mila, so people will be mevorich, the children, and they'll say, yisim chalekim kefraim b'chim Menashe. So it should all be zoiche le'teiro le'chupo le'masim tovim, which is Ephraim and Menashe. Go ahead.